May we stand for the call to worship and our hymn. Lift up your head, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors.
The King of Glory is coming.
Who is the King of Glory?
The Lord Almighty, the Lord Almighty in heaven.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors.
The King of Glory is coming.
Who is the King of Glory?
Most gracious God, who in your providence has made all ages a preparation for the kingdom of your Son, we pray that you would prepare our hearts in this season for the brightness of your glory and the fullness of your blessing. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You'll be seated. We welcome you this morning to the first chapel celebrating Advent in our seminary community. There will be others as well, and I certainly am sure that you will want to participate in those as we celebrate Advent together. There will also be a special time of prayer this morning in Appleby Chapel immediately following this service for the Iranian crisis. Let us continue in our worship as we join together in our prayer of confession. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, as we prepare our hearts for the coming of your Son, we acknowledge and confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, that we have not loved you with all our heart and soul, with all our mind and strength, and that we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We ask you, O God, to forgive what we have been, to help us to amend what we are, and of your mercy to direct what we shall be, so that we may henceforth walk in the ways of your commandments and do those things which are pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the message that we have heard and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And because of the coming of his Son, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven.
Thank you.
O wisdom proceeding from the mouth of the highest, reaching from eternity to eternity, and disposing all things with strength and sweetness. O Lord and leader of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the burning bush and delivered the law to him on Sinai. O root of Jesse, who stands as an ensign of the people, before whom kings open not their mouths, to whom the nations shall pray. O dayspring, splendor of eternal light and sun of righteousness. O King of nations, their desires, and the cornerstone that binds them in one. O Emmanuel, our King and Lawgiver, the expectation and Savior of the nations. The Old Testament reading comes from the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, and those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
This is a special day because in our seminary community, it is the beginning of our celebration of the Christmas season. We call this season Advent.
Why? What does Advent mean?
It means to come. And this is a season of people coming toward Christmas.
Like Mary and Joseph coming to Bethlehem.
And like shepherds and wise men coming.
And us coming.
How do you mean us coming? We're not going to Bethlehem.
But in a way, we have that journey to make too. A journey to Christmas. A coming to the Christ event. We have some preparations to make within ourselves, or Christmas simply does not happen for us.
Preparations like making room for the Christ in our thinking.
And like singing carols and listening to what they say.
And like looking up at the winter stars and thinking about what that first Advent really meant.
This first candle can remind us that Advent is the time of preparation. Let every heart prepare him room in the days of December that lie ahead. Our New Testament lesson from the Gospel this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, and in the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he went into the region about the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough way shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Our lesson from the epistle comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy, thankful for your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel thus about you all, because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruits of righteousness, which come through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. May God add his blessing to this, the reading of his word. Our scripture lesson this morning speaks of preparing for Christmas, preparing the way of the Lord. And we, in all of our various ways in this community, I'm sure, are preparing for Christmas. Finishing papers, taking exams, grading papers, finishing pre-registration for next semester, just trying to survive this semester. Or beyond the work that we have here in this context, we are preparing maybe to go home for Christmas, preparing for someone to come visit us for Christmas, getting the Christmas decorations out, or searching for just the right present for that special person. We're all preparing for Christmas. But I hope our preparation does not stop at these things, as important as they are. Without additional preparation, Christmas does not come for us in the deepest sense. We need to prepare ourselves by meeting our spiritual needs, needs that often go unmet during the hustle and bustle of this season. I urge you to make time for yourselves, time for services of worship such as this and the others that will be in our Advent season. Time to listen to the music of Christmas. Time to participate in the Christmas celebrations in your church. Time in your own life or in the life of your family to have daily devotions of an Advent nature, such as the one that we did this morning in lighting the candle, to prepare yourself for the deepest meaning of Christmas, the meaning of the Christ event. But then we should not stop with just meeting our own needs, spiritual or otherwise. We should prepare ourselves also by reaching out to meet the needs of others. Paul was not thanking the Philippians for meeting their needs, but for meeting his. They had reached out to meet his needs in every way, both spiritually and physically. And in so doing, Paul assured them that they were truly preparing for the coming of Christ. I'm sure there are many ways of reaching out to prepare for Christmas, but I can think of two right here among us in our community. First, there's the Lottie Moon Christmas offering that we can participate in, an offering that seeks to meet the physical and spiritual needs around the world. And second, we can participate in preparing for the coming of the refugee family in our midst. To paraphrase a well-known saying, inasmuch as you have prepared for the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you have prepared for me. We are all preparing headlong for Christmas, and I'm sure we'll continue to do so. But let us not neglect this year to prepare by meeting our own spiritual needs, and let us not neglect to reach out to meet the needs of the least of these. For in so doing, we truly prepare for him whose birth we celebrate. As we continue our Advent celebration, let us join together in this historic creed as we affirm our faith. Let's stand as we do so. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Dismiss us now, O Lord, with your blessing, and accompany us ever with your grace, that as we prepare for Christmas this year, we may experience anew in our hearts and exhibit in our lives the presence of the Prince of Peace. Amen.